You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Glass House After Show.
Love the applause. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Bingus for doing it. We're doing another episode of ABC's The Reality Show, The Glass House. I'm Bam Erickson with...
Hi, I'm Dario Kristen.
I'm Thaddeus Massey.
So thank you guys for watching. For those of you out there listening or watching, you guys could always tweet us at AfterBuzz TV and we'll give you shout outs and we'll chime in and tell us what you think. So there's an empty seat that's missing. So Justin, he's not here. He's going to be gone a couple weeks. So this mug is...
We need a blow up of him or something with an image.
I'll try and do an impression of him.
Yeah.
All right. So let's dig right into it. So Mike and Jeffrey were in the limbo, and so Jeffrey decided that he wanted to vote himself in so that Mike can basically go home because he knew that he was the more popular one. And I said that Jeffrey was going home. I voted for his behind, and what happened?
The opposite.
Mike goes home.
Sorry, Mike goes home.
But it was the closest vote yet. It was 51-49%. So
yeah,
Jeffrey
really
was not that popular. So he got it just by the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Right.
You know what? I said Mike was going home. I just felt that Mike was giving a little bit too much conflict in the house. So I thought that it was time for him to go home. I was over Mike a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I Jeffrey's playing both sides, so I'm interested to see where that goes in the next 3 weeks that we have.
I was interested in seeing him go home.
Okay, well.
So, apparently you voted for him to go home last week.
I sure did vote
for him. Yeah. But Mike, what I was surprised to see was how close it was. The fact that it's been the closest voting percentage so far. 51-49%.
Darn it, people. All you had to do was just a couple more votes and he'd have been gone.
More votes would have tied it.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what would they have done.
Yeah, totally.
It would have been tied up.
That's true.
But 51-49%. So it wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't overwhelmingly for Jeffrey like we thought. So, I mean, your prediction wasn't like...
Totally off. Yeah. Yeah, you weren't too far off, but once again, you know, I'm glad Mike left.
Okay, well, you know, Jeffrey's back.
Jeffrey brings a little bit more drama to the game.
Right.
So we got 3 weeks left. We need to bring that drama hardcore.
Yeah, right. Totally. So, goodbye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Go back to bar mitzvahs in, what, Boston?
DJ. Chicka.
Pauly D. Senior.
Hey, that's right. You called that one.
That was good.
You did call that Thaddeus.
So now there was something else that was very interesting. Once we got into maybe about 5 or 6 minutes into the show, there was this whole deal with Andrea. She backpedals on her words.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was pretty interesting. You want to explain about that?
Well, the first part of her backpedaling, it was in regards to her comments about Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. She basically was saying that she thought that he was cocky.
Yeah.
And she got called on that by Joy, pretty much.
because mm-hmm. she's going to defend her.
She's going to defend her quote-unquote man on the show. Her boo thing on the show.
Yeah, babe.
So that started the backpedaling.
But you know what was really interesting? Because it was really Kevin who threw it under there, because they were having a conversation that had nothing to do with Gene. And it was between Erica and Kevin when they were just saying that, you know, hey, you know, Erica doesn't believe who I say I am. You know, I was a 911 dispatch and then I became a cop. I went undercover. And then Erica was like, well, you know, people who are undercover cops, you know, you can never trust them. And he was like, you know, at the end of the game, you know, everything will come to the light and you'll be able to see who I am, unlike. And then he went like this,
right.
And he was pointing to
Gene.
Well,
he was very obvious.
Yeah, he was very obvious to Gene. And then Gene starts. Yeah. And then Gene starts to confront Kevin. And then all of a sudden it just turned into, you know, Andrea.
Andrea, yeah, and she's been
right.
You did. Yeah, you deserve an applause for that.
Angie,
you really do.
Yeah.
No, I mean Andrea obviously has been in the conversations of drama for the last several weeks, just off and on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is an interesting character to me. She has clearly a lot of following, but just the backpedaling tonight that she did, it once again reiterates the fact that I kind of said a couple weeks ago, I'm ready for her to go home too.
But what was really interesting, she said, rewind the tape.
She said it like three times.
I actually love that she said rewind the tape, yeah. Because they played her request three times, and each time she was put on blast.
Yeah. And not only that, but they were two separate cases, and she said the same thing one time to Joey, and then she said this. She said it again to Gene in regards to, I feel like
it was the whole thing with the alliance and the sinking ship.
I'm in a sinking ship, and I had to join forces because of the, you know, the other, you know, Jeffrey side. Those people didn't like me for the comments that she made. So she felt like she was in a sinking ship, and that she had to be a part of, you know, Kevin and Mike's alliance.
Right.
And she said, roll the tape. And they both take twice, and each time she was caught lying. So
now, unfortunately, they don't see that portion, but she's going to feel really stupid when she does see that because.
Yeah, they are.
But will she care? Will she care? Because
she won't care if she won $500,000.
Yeah, and I don't think she's going to care because she's not in danger. Wait, well, oops, yes, she is. No. Wait.
She's not in danger tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Well,
but I think in the future she will be in danger. We'll leave that for predictions.
Yeah. I think it was very organic too. I mean, it really wasn't like they ganged up on her. It was more kind of like it just happened organically, and next thing you know, she just kind of fell into the bear trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's what she does. She's been talking little things about people throughout this entire show. I mean, it was, you know, the Jeffrey moment we had. Now we have the Gene moment, you know, the Alliance moment. She can't keep up with who she's saying things to.
Right.
And that's the sign of when you're going to go down. When you can't keep up with your lies and little comments, people are going to call you on it, and eventually you're going to go down for it. And I think that she is the epitome of that right now.
To her credit, though, to me, I feel like someone who's like that, who can't keep up with their deceptions, is probably naturally a good person. I really feel like Andrea is probably a good girl.
I'll give you that.
In general. And for her to come on and play a game, you know, she's married, she has three kids. I think she's just a good, wholesome, white picket fence kind of girl. Mm-hmm. That's just how I perceive her personally. But I think it's hard for her to keep up with all the little lies, playing the game, and the game involves people's reality and who they are as real people. Mm-hmm. That is kind of hard for her to keep up.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, you know, so now you're talking about character and integrity as far as she's concerned, as far as how she perceives it. Everything is bleeding over. So that's why she's saying, just roll the tape. Just roll the tape. You know, it's like,
to make people think that, no, I really am telling the truth. But you're right. She probably doesn't remember, unlike the other ones. I mean, the reality is they all talk behind each other's back.
Of course. It's part of the game.
It's a part of the game. They talk behind each other's back. They're in this big glass house. So, of course, you can hear what's going on. It's just that she's not used to being deceitful like Jeffrey. I mean, not Jeffrey, but Gene.
Gene. Well, I mean, also, her whole statement is that she says she was aboard a sinking ship.
Yeah.
And she said that to several people.
But,
and that's a strong statement to make to several people.
She says sinking fast.
Yeah, but it is a strong statement. But Kevin also made a statement about how he would did he say he was going to shoot himself or something that he, but you knew he was playing. Basically, if things didn't go the way as he planned, you know, he made a comment that he would that he would do something. I don't think that Andrea's comment that I'm in a sinking ship, that's what she felt at that particular moment. You know, you've been in the house for 24 hours and you're going to say things that your opinion will change at some
Very
point.
True. Right.
You know, when you feel like things are going to go bad, yes, she's in a sinking ship. But guess what? Things have gotten better by the following day. So, no, she's not in a sinking ship anymore.
Right.
And so I just felt like Joy, being Miss Messy Maker, she always wants to be in the middle of something. So she immediately went to attack her because she wanted to defend Gene. And so I think it can go both ways.
I agree. I just feel like when you're playing a game, you also have to keep up with your lies.
Totally agree.
Because your lies will be the thing that comes back and bites you in the ass.
Right.
You
and
know?
It,
so
it, yeah.
She needs to make sure, all of them need to make sure, whatever they're saying, that is consistent. Because once again, like we saw with the camera, she's like, throw the camera up. I never said that. Whatever. Throw that scene up. And you know what? Each time, what was up that particular scene that she said. So you just need to keep up with what you're saying.
I agree. Totally.
That's true. And the situation, like you guys mentioned, has changed. So anytime the dynamic has changed and you bring up something or mention something that was the situation before, you can say something before. That doesn't mean it applies to what's going on right,
right
now. So that means it's basically something that's taken out of context. You're trying to apply it to the situation now. And obviously someone's going to say, no, I didn't say that.
Right.
That doesn't mean they didn't technically or literally say that,
right,
but they
right.
didn't say that applying to the situation that they're currently in.
Yeah.
So, you know, things get a little twisted, you know, obviously that's part of the game, you know, to try to win some advantage on the dark side.
Oh, go ahead.
And she does what she does. You know, I mean, she's the second crier on the show. Joy's the first. Mm-hmm. You know, Andrea is the second crier on the show. So she did, you know, she, of course, does what
she does. Has she cried?
She cried when that whole thing with Jeffrey and her went down a couple weeks back.
She got sensitive about that. Jeffrey's not the second crier?
Jeffrey might be the reigning crying or second, but it's between those three.
Yeah,
but Joy, I think Joy beats everybody as far as crying. But Andrea definitely pulls the crying card. So I knew that once she got confronted tonight and the stories were starting to backpedal, what was she going to do? She was going to start crying.
Well, let's go into Erica, because Erica does not cry and Erica does not hold her tongue in this conversation that wound up being about Andrea. Erica said that she thinks that Gene is being too cocky.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that he's way too cocky. Now, what was really interesting was, why didn't Joy jump down Erica's throat? She was there. Why didn't she jump down her throat? But she jumped on Andrea's, but she didn't have anything to say when Erica made the comment about her boy, her boo thing, Gene.
Well, she also has an alliance slightly with Erica, so she might be more willing to accept some of the things that Erica says mm-hmm. before just automatically going to the defense. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to constantly fight with the person that you think has your back.
Yeah. And so when Erica made the comments, what do you guys think about that? There has been a change in Gene. I think he's faker than a $4 bill.
So you're not feeling Gene?
Not at all.
Really?
No, not at all.
I think Gene is, I don't think he's fake. I just think he's been suppressed. I think the dynamic of the game has changed. So I think he's just feeling it. I think America has allowed this guy to feel himself.
Yeah.
You know, one popular quote Will Smith said real quick is that once you get rich, it really lets you know what kind of person you are.
That's true.
If you're a jerk, then you become a bigger jerk.
Yeah.
If you're a nice person, you become a nicer person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now he's feeling this little like, oh, America likes me. He even mentioned it.
Yeah,
he even said it. Like, dude, you don't get complimented on and say, yeah, such and such, and pat yourself on the back in front of everybody.
That's what he said to Kevin when Kevin did the whole little thing. He threw in the fact that, you know, the audience, the viewers, you know, pretty much like him.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. I like Gene, but there is an element that he is starting to get a little bit too cocky, and you don't want that to nip you in the butt. Because situations that we've seen can change at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remain humble to an extent, but you have to be smart enough to know how to maneuver and play whatever your advantage is. His advantage is that he feels that he's got these public opinions and they're telling him, you know, these certain things like, oh, you know, we really like Gene, or, you know, he's doing these certain things, but he can't be too arrogant with it because it will nip him in the bud.
But Daryl, why can't Gene ever answer a doggone question.
Because Gene is playing both sides. I wouldn't answer the question either if I'm playing both sides. You're going to confuse people, which is the smart thing, because they don't know how to take what you're saying, you know. And I think that's what I think people in the house right now, they know that they've gotten hip to Gene's playing both sides, but they really don't know how to read Gene still yet. And I think that's smart for him. I think that's a smart play for him.
Okay, good point. But Gene always says, I never know who I'm going to vote for until I'm there. And he always talks about how he's always real and honest. That's not being real and honest if you can't answer a question and say what you feel. You're being asked a question. Why? I don't understand why he can't. I get your point, but he can never answer a question. And he always lies about who he's going to vote for at the last minute. I just think it's total lies. He knows who he's voting for. And I wish it would have bit him in the butt. And I wish he would have been voted in the limbo. But I think that he's not genuine. And I think he's becoming cocky, and we will see what happens.
He's just playing the game. Mm-hmm. When it comes to that, you have to be somewhat elusive. You're dealing with, you can't just tell everybody. You can't put all your cards on the table. Part of this game is not letting everybody see your hand. So you can't answer every question outright like, yeah, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I'm doing, because everybody's competing for the same prize. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to that stuff, I got to cut him some slack when it comes to that, because mm-hmm. I think at that point, he's just playing the game.
I agree.
He's not, I don't think he's an ungenuine or fake guy.
I agree.
I think he's just playing the game.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean he's not being cocky. I think he's recognized what position he's fallen into.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little happy with it, and he sees everybody else is a little more of a precarious situation than him. But when it comes to playing the game, I don't see him as fake or non-real. I think he's just playing the game.
Speaking of playing the game, the kind of game that we're talking about, but they may not understand the game. What do you think about the game plan of he and Joy? What do you think about that? Because that's some game.
I think she's got game on him. I think he's really catching some feelings on this show. I mean, what was the question they asked him, or something about if
not coming on and falling?
Yeah. What did you not expect to face on Glass House?
Yeah,
that you face in everyday life or something like that. And he said he didn't expect to fall in love. And that's deep.
He told himself not to fall in love when he gets on the Glass House.
Right. He just didn't want to.
If you're going on a game show, like, would you think like, okay, I'm about to go on this game show, I'm about to be on TV.
No.
Bam, dude. I'm telling myself, bam, don't fall in love. Bam, don't fall in love. Would you say, oh, come on, Dario, don't do it. Don't fall in love with the hot girl.
No, I'm always going to have my eye on the prize, that $500,000.
Yeah.
I think he got tied up in other things.
I think in the beginning, I don't think he really thought that he probably had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
To win this game. And I think there's scenes that we do not see
mm-hmm.
that kind of play into the, oh, Gene's a big dope. He's the big dumb stump man, blah, 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 blah. I think there's things that have happened behind the scenes, whether they're inferred or subliminal, little comments people make. You know, we don't see everything.
Yeah,
you know.
And I think that has also played a factor in now him saying, "Look at the point. Look where I'm at now, fools. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And I think he's enjoying that because it makes him not look like an idiot.
Speaking of what you can see and what you can enjoy, I know you got something to tell us, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What?
You're talking about game shows and all that. Excuse me. Next time you guys go to Amazon.com to go shopping, before you go there, go to AfterBuzzTV.com. Click the banner at the top of the screen. It's an Amazon banner. And do your shopping there. It gives us a kickback here so we can continue to do these shows and these AfterBuzz presentations for you guys for nothing.
Because
we know you guys enjoy it. Next time you want to go shopping at Amazon, just go to AfterBuzzTV.com instead. Click the banner at the top of the page. The banner at the top of the page. And then do your shopping there. You know what I'm saying? Get a little kickback to us.
Love the applause.
Continuing back with the Joy and Gene. What did you guys think about when she has her hands in the bathroom in the in the sink, the bathroom, the faucets, and she's doing something with her hands, and she's just telling a story about her life and how she's come to where she is now, and how, you know, she wanted to impress people when she was younger, and there was this guy who she thought was a total jerk, but she lost her virginity to him. And the whole time that she's literally just explaining everything of what's happened to her and how she's come to who she is, Gene is this is what Gene's doing. Gene's looking at her. I just broke picture. So Gene's looking at her like, and he's looking serious face. Then he smiles, serious face, smiles. Like, I think we were all thinking the same thing.
Like, do it again, do it again.
He was like,
do it again. I'm gonna tear that up. I can't wait.
Exactly. Yeah,
he's like,
I can't wait to get in that. Yeah, that's all me right there. Yeah. If she wins, I'm going to split it with her.
Yeah.
If I win, I ain't splitting with her.
He seemed,
I'm going to keep it on.
I mean, like I said,
he seemed totally.
He wasn't paying attention to anything that she was saying.
He wasn't listening.
It was like Charlie Brown, Wampa, 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 Wampa. Like, I mean, he was not listening to her.
Shirt right.
He was thinking about, damn, I might be able to get with that a little bit later. You know, whatever she's saying sounds good. Yeah. I'm going to shake my head every once in a while. I'm going to smile. Sounds good. Will you sleep with me tonight?
And then when she was picked, of course, she's going into limbo and she's crying. And first thing he does, he hops up in that bed and he cuddles with her.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like womp, womp, womp. Yeah, shut up. Da, da, da. All right. So, okay, let's hug.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to give him the Playboy card until he said that he wasn't expecting to fall in love on the show. And I got to take some deductible points from that. I have to.
That was corny.
Because that was corny. and you're not going on reality. I mean, not this show. Mm-hmm. This isn't The Bachelor or other shows. This is Glass House. And you're not going on to fall in love. You're going on to win $500,000.
Well, he did say he didn't want to go on. He said, please don't let me go on and fall in love. Like, I don't want to go on and fall in love. He didn't say, well, what did he say? Yeah, he said, please don't let me go on and fall in love. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, but just the fact that he's alluding that he is in love right now with Joy, I'm not feeling that.
I'm hoping that they edited that from way before.
Maybe.
And they just played.
If that's the case, then I'll take the edit.
Because I don't know.
I'm not feeling the whole I have a love connection now on Glass House.
Before we move on, another interesting thing is before the voting, you know, Joy went to Erica and asked her, you know, I'm coming to you. You know, we're friends. We made a pact that you're not going to vote for me. And Erica said, well, yeah, we are friends and I'm not going to vote for you. She said it all changed that once her and Gene became alliance. I'm not voting for you, but doesn't mean that because now you don't want me to vote for Gene.
Right.
Why should I not vote for him just because the two of you are an alliance? Joy is already in limbo. You can vote. So Erica pretty much kept her word. I'm not going to vote for you. So why should she be obligated to now vote? Not vote for Gene because they're an alliance. And I thought she made a good point. And Erica and Joy went into this whole thing about, you know, how she wasn't being true and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. What did you guys think about that?
I have to say that I went back and forth with that one. Mm-hmm. But in this point, you know, I haven't been the biggest Erica fan, but I have to agree with her on this one because her confirmation and alliance was with Joy. It didn't include anybody else, so Joy can't necessarily expect for her to just, you know, side with her on the Gene side, you know, because Erica doesn't necessarily see the same things that Joy's seen about Gene.
And Joy did not want her to go into limbo with Gene. She didn't want the two.
Right.
What did you think about that, Mr. Tad?
I just think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're playing a game. Like, don't ask her to not vote for somebody else.
Right.
You already have an agreement. Like, you know, just be happy. Now, you have a right to be upset if you guys have an agreement and she, you know, reneges on her agreement with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But not try to throw, you know, Gene into the mix.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? This is not a two-for-one deal.
Right.
You know, like, what is this, BOGO? Like, what's going on?
I agree.
So, let her play her game. She has to re-strategize.
Especially when Erica said from the jump, I feel Gene is playing both sides. I think he's cocky. So you already knew, if you didn't know what who anyone was voting for, you knew who Erica was voting for, because she said from the jump, Gene's being too cocky.
Right. But Joy's going to be smart, though, because Joy wants to keep Gene in the game, because Joy knows that that's somebody who's got her back solid, you know, at the end of the day. So she, of course, doesn't want Teddy Bear to be gone, because when Teddy Bear is gone, that's her protection. You know, so that's a guaranteed protection. So I would want him there too.
Yeah, that's very, very true. But you know, unfortunately, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I don't think Erica's wrong in this particular case. And like I said, I have said in the past couple episodes that I wasn't a big Erica fan, but I agree with her tonight.
Okay, so Erica versus I'm sorry, no, the game. I thought the game was pretty interesting. What did you guys think?
Skee-ball.
Yeah.
I like the game.
Took me back to like junior high school.
It reminded me of one of the games from The Price is Right.
Yeah.
With the balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so explain the theory of the game.
The game was, what is it? It's skee-ball, right?
Yeah,
so
skee-ball.
You have two ramps. They're kind of like half pipes or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to roll. Every person got to roll two balls, and there was three holes that the balls had to make it into. So once one team made four of their own colored balls into their hole, then they won the game. If the opposing team made one of their balls into the opposing team's hole before that team got four consecutive balls in their own hole, then it would negate all those balls, and they would have to start fresh.
Right.
At the same time, while trying to get four balls in their own hole at the same time. Plus, there was a bonus hole where they had a $3,000 prize, a $2,000 prize, and a $1,000 prize, of which Kevin made two of those and won $5,000, which was really funny because, you know, he's the jock. You know, they had both of the teams were set up next to each other. Now,
and for the teams,
to the teams.
So the team captains were with the lowest two votes was Joy and Stephanie.
Yep.
And because Stephanie had the most votes out of the two, she was able to get first pick. So for Stephanie's team, she had Kevin, Erica, and then Jeffrey was not playing, but he got to pick a side and wear the color.
Exactly.
And so he sat and just folded his arms and was just being Jeffrey.
Right.
And then for Joy's team, it was Joy, Gene, and Andrea.
Right,
which was the red team.
But let's go back just a quick second and talk about when Joy found out that she had less votes than, what was it, Stephanie?
Yeah.
To begin with, that she was really shocked. And I think that was kind of an eye-opener for her because she was like, wow. And she actually teared up then because she realized, oh my gosh. Like, I think that made her realize where the game is right now because she had the lowest amount of votes.
And also playing off of didn't mean to cut you off, but playing off of what happened last week with Stephanie, how, you know, Stephanie was more one who was a little bit more in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, I think maybe Joy got a little arrogant with that. She's like, oh well, you know, they're gonna love me, you know, and if it's me against Stephanie, they're gonna, of course I'm gonna get more votes.
And another telltale sign was when they had the restaurant, when they voted for her to be the busser.
Right.
And so that's kind of the low job. So she was picked the busser. And then again, I don't know, I actually think that the fans have been watching us on AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
I think they've been watching us and they've been listening to us because we have been saying from the jump that Joy has been in the middle of all of the drama.
Every single time.
She's been in all the drama.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, she had the lowest votes. And so it was a wake-up call. And she was like, you know, she's like, viewers, I want you to give me another chance. I want you to prove that I have many layers about myself. And then she goes to Jeffrey, God, I'm just messing up the names. I'm sorry. To Gene, she says, am I really that bad?
Right.
And as I was watching, writing my notes, I said, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And she did what all the other girls do.
Yeah.
Cry.
Mm-hmm.
She cry me a river. She get the crying vote.
Yeah. So now let's go back to the game.
Okay, so back to the game. Like you said, on one team we had, it was Erica, Kevin, who was the other one?
Erica, Kevin, Jeffrey, and Stephanie.
Jeffrey
just
sat
there. Or the
yellow
team.
So they... Because it was a bowling type of a game with the skeet ball or whatever, and then you have Gene and Joy and Andrea and who was it? Jean Joy Andrea.
Jean Joy Andrea. That's it.
Jean Joy Andrea, right?
Yeah, okay. Team.
And Andrea wasn't, to me, she wasn't trying or whatever. But they were on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And they, to me, they had the disadvantage because they had their, they had to get their balls to swing to the right.
Yeah, and so they really needed
It's
kind of unnatural. Right.
They needed to all be left-handed because if they were left-handed, then
it would have been easier. It was easier for the right for the team on the right.
Yeah, the red team
to score points.
Yeah.
Jean actually did score one, but then I think it was Erica who actually landed in the opposing team and negated Jean's point.
Yeah.
So they had to start fresh. After that, they had momentum and they were rolling.
Yeah.
Like Kevin, I mean, he got two balls in a bonus, and then he scored like another 2 points in the regular roll. So
what I thought was interesting is why were they running? You know, like it was relay style. Like why? Because Erica was completely out of breath. She was like, "Oh, I'm tired. You know, this is really hard." But I didn't understand why they were doing a relay style where they slap hands and then they run. Like, why are you running? Like,
Well, I think people think that they can get more power in the ball when you're kind of running, and it's like bowling. You know, you do a little slight, not that you're running in bowling, but you give a little slight arm movement that gives you more power.
No, everybody got two chances. That's what it was.
Yeah,
everybody got two balls to roll,
but
then it was the next person's turn.
Yeah, but when one team member would finish throwing the ball,
they would run back.
They would slap hands, and the next person runs to the line. You know, get the ball, run to the line, and then throw it up. Like, Kevin told Erica, just relax, just walk, grab the ball, then do like bowling, take your two steps, and then I just didn't understand why they were running.
But maybe we didn't see something with the time. Maybe because of the time, you had to get up there quicker.
Well, the two things with that really quick were the fact that you had to score 4 points before the other team did.
Yeah.
So it was a matter of getting up there trying to score before the other team scored.
Right.
So you're
that's true.
That was the whole point. Like, okay, we have to get 4 points before they get 4 points. So you couldn't be like really lackadaisical about it. The second thing was the girls weren't really packing any power. So their balls are going up the ramp, like halfway up the ramp and just falling down.
And poor Joy, she could not get
She's
it together.
She's like, oh my goodness, I felt bad. I mean, I was like, wow, you're fighting for your life and it's just not working.
But we're not saying that girls don't have power. Girls got plenty of power. The girls in general, just not Joy or Andrea.
And all of you fans, speaking of power, we need you to use your download power. We need you to go to iTunes, and I need you to download all of the shows that we have, particularly Glasshouse. We need you to download the shows on iTunes, and we need you to rate and comment. Please do this, like Thaddeus said, in the Amazon. We're here. We're not getting paid. We're here for the love of the show, and we know that you guys also love the show. So please go to iTunes, rate and comment. Rate, comment. Please do that.
And we rate them every week.
Yes, rate them every week. And there's been a lot of you guys that has been rating us, and we've been in the top 10 a couple times.
Woo!
So we have three more shows. So we hope that you continue to do that, as well as go get that new app, the podcast. What that does is it organizes all of your subscriptions. So you have the Glass House, you have Fallen Skies, you have Empire Girls, you have all these great applications that you download from After Buzz. And when you download the podcast, it organizes every single subscription that you have. So please, 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 like I'm begging you, like James Brown.
Please download
and rate
and rate and tell a friend.
That's pretty good.
That was fun. Okay, so the game. So what happened? And so what happened? So who won?
Well, we know that we know who didn't win.
So Stephanie's team won.
Stephanie's team won.
And so Kevin
smashed.
So Kevin got all the balls in except for the last one, and then Erica, she made the winning one.
Yeah.
It was a no-brainer. That they were going to win. We knew that they were going to win. And so
Yeah.
And so Stephanie's safe, and so now it came time for the voting, which was really interesting, because, you know, Jeffrey now had he was put in a very sticky situation. Everybody already knew who they were voting for. And so Erica already said she was voting for Gene. Andrea said she was voting for Gene. Kevin was voting for Gene. And so Gene, of course, was voting for Andrea.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie was voting for Andrea. And so what happened was Andrea, Erica, and Jeffrey had a little meeting.
Yep.
A little meeting. They were talking about it. Erica said, look, I'm voting for Gene. Hands down.
Right.
And so Jeffrey goes into this old crying mode because he didn't know what to do. He had just got back in the house, and he was really torn between who he was going to vote for.
Yeah.
He saw the things that changed while he was in limbo.
Yeah.
He got the 411 when he came back in the house, and mm-hmm. he found out what the true colors were. And then we...
I see your true...
here we go. And then, but then we had the final vote from Joy. And we knew where she was going to go.
Well, so Jeffrey wound up voting for Andrea.
Yeah,
he didn't vote for Gene. Do you think that was a smart decision?
I think it is a smart decision because he technically, let's not forget that he had beef with Andrea a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. He's not forgetting that. You know what I mean? He's playing a little bit of teeter-totter both sides right now. Mm-hmm. He's not forgetting that conflict that happened a couple weeks ago. It was a smart move for him.
He said, by you not voting for me, you don't respect me.
Right.
So.
Pretty much.
And then it came down to Joy making the final vote.
So with that being said, why did he have to go through this whole crying and rigmarole if he had these feelings, ill will feelings toward her a couple weeks ago? Why do you think it was such a hard decision for him to make?
I don't think it was. It's a game.
So you think he was just being a drama king?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he knows America's looking at him, mm-hmm. and I think that he has to put it on a little bit more just because he also doesn't want to seem insensitive. So he's going to play a little bit of that sympathy card. We already know he can cry. We know he can kiss from last week's episode. So, you
totally
know,
forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly. So he's playing the game. Mm-hmm. I think Jeffrey, all that was a strategic move tonight.
Although I don't favor him, but I thought it was a smart move on his end because now, you know, you do the math. He knew that if he was to vote for Andrea, that it would be tied. And so now the decision falls onto Joy and it's out of his hands.
Right. And there's no blood on his hands at all.
None at all.
And we know where Joy's going to go because Joy also has an underlying thing with Andrea. Mm-hmm. So we knew she was going in.
And
we knew she was voting for her anyway.
The Emmy for Best Male in a Reality Series goes to Jeffrey.
I agree.
Jeffrey, this is the difference between Jeffrey and Gene. Gene was playing a smart game until he started getting a little verbose with how America is loving him so much.
Yeah.
Jeffrey knows America loves him. He just put himself in the lion's den.
Barely love him.
Came out, but that's all he needed.
That's all
I know.
He needs.
I just like, had to
you
throw it
need
in.
That 1%.
Yo, I just had to throw it in.
You play any sports game, you need all you need is 1 point.
Yeah.
That's all you need to win the game.
You're right as rain.
So he came out 2% over Mike, but he came in. He came back. Now, he knows America's watching. He can't come back to the house like, oh, yeah, America loves me. Of course, they're going to love me more than Mike, blah, blah, blah.
That's a good, almost on point with it.
He has to keep the empathy rolling. He has to, if anything, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. Just do what you're already doing better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. Gene has screwed, to me, Gene has altered his game as far as his persona is concerned. And that's what you don't want to do, because if you already have support from your viewership, you wouldn't lay on what they already like to mm-hmm. make them like you more.
Yeah.
Not alter. You know, you're really risking losing fans. You come out with a pop album, and then the next album is a rap album. The album after that is a country album. I mean, come on. You can't do that. Your fans are going to be like, well, what are you doing?
You guys had something to say about Gene's bandana.
Ain't your mama?
I was like, what?
There are certain, I've already been commenting on Gene's gear. You know, I mean, he's grown on me in the last couple of weeks, but he might need to upgrade the gear a little bit. The Ancient Mama scarf and a good look.
And with it
the,
was
with
red.
The, with the white sneak, with the white slip
maybe
on.
He's, maybe yeah. he's a gangster.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe he's...
Yeah, I don't think so.
You never know. Hey,
he's no
know.
Blood.
Yeah, he has no blood.
I don't know. You know, you never know.
You never know. Yeah.
Well, you never know here. We're gonna take a commercial break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
All right, well, we're back, and so that was a great commercial. I love the good old Wooly Bear. And so I was
Dukes of Hazzard.
I was online earlier, and so I always vote, as you guys know I do. And so the question that was up there today was which musician instrument should go into the house for 24 hours? Should it be bagpipes or should it be the violin? And so I voted for the violin. What would you two vote for if there was an instrument that should go into the house for 24 hours between bagpipes and violin? What would you vote for, Dario?
Bagpipes, because that's going to annoy the hell out of everybody in the house.
Bagpipes, because it's just funny. Mm-hmm. Seeing people, I mean, just imagine somebody trying to play that, especially right. They threw the skirt in, the kill.
Yeah.
I voted for the violin only because it's easier for people to destroy more. With the bagpipes, it's like, I don't know. I just felt like with the violin, everyone can take a violin and just kind of make that little noise. And so it would cause more chaos in the bagpipe. So that's why I voted for the violin. But and, you know, whatever the scenario is, I'm sure we'll see within the next couple of weeks if they'll be playing the bagpipes or violin. Now, I also thought there was something was interesting. They asked which player would you like to receive a care package from home? And so you had to like create this match. So on the left side of the computer, there was all of the cast members, remaining cast members' pictures. And then there was a line going down with all their names. And it was weird because you're supposed to create a match, but the only thing that you do was you just take a picture and then you drag it to the name. So I don't see why you had to create a match. Why can't you just vote?
Right.
So I thought that was kind of weird, but we've been talking, there's been a lot of stuff on Twitter regards to some of the, I don't know, weirdness, inconsistencies of some of the things that we see online with some of the questions, as well as the tweeting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just hope that overall they kind of get everything in sync, even though it's only 3 weeks out left now, because there were certain things that were being tweeted even about Joy that I knew coming into the show tonight that from the tweets that that Joy was going to be possibly in trouble tonight. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like maybe there's a little bit of inconsistency on what they're putting online versus like what is just, you know, being presented to us on the show. I feel like we don't get to see everything. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, everyone has time to go online and look up whatever the updates are that particular hour where they're doing the live feed.
So what were some of the actual tweets that you saw that gave you the illusion that Joy was going home? Because we found out about this last week. I think it was the following day.
Yeah.
After the show aired.
It was with Ashley.
Ashley's team had already said she was going home. And I'm like, Normally the network, they really crack
down.
They crack down on this, and there's a lot of, you know, legal things that you're just not supposed to say. So again, we have the same scenario where it's somewhat being leaked that Joy's going home. So it kind of takes, I don't know. Do you think they do that for the sake of if they put the tweets out, then maybe people will go and vote more?
Yeah, I mean, that's a smart move. I mean, the tweets that I saw today were like, hey, you know, vote for Joy. She's in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's true, but we didn't get to see everything, so it's kind of like, you know, it's predicting the future of what's already happening, and when I feel like I haven't gotten all the substance to know everything that was behind the scenes on the show. Mm-hmm. But to your point, I agree that maybe it's just the fact of they're trying to put things out there so people will start voting and get more interactive with the live feeds and all that, all those type of things to keep certain people on the show.
So would it make you vote? I mean, we saw this with Ashley. When Ashley's team confirmed that she was gone, it was almost like, okay, well, why am I going to go and vote for her if she's already saying she's been put off the show?
Yeah, no, I agree. But it did make me go back, look at everything with Ashley, and I did try and vote for her to stay on.
Okay.
After that. So it does work, you know. I actually did go back and vote for Ashley to stay on the show, even though I had seen those tweets that she was going to probably be off the show.
Mm-hmm.
It made me go back and say, oh, you know what, let me try and do something really, you know, to keep her on the show because I like her on the show.
Maybe it curves the line in Vegas.
Or that.
Well, let's
or that.
Yeah. You made me totally. I had a good one. I was getting ready to.
I saw you were going to segue into something.
I was getting ready to segue in, and you totally. But
it's Vegas. That's what happens.
It's okay, but let's now get into some news and gossip.
Oh, AfterBuzz TV news.
All right, news and gossip, my favorite part of the show. So ZapToIt.com has reported the ratings from last week's show. It was a little bit slight dip, not much, but it was a little slight dip in the Glass House. Last week when we reported, they were number 2 for the 10 o'clock slot, right after Hawaii 5-0, which is on reruns, but they still were number 2 after that. From the January, or excuse me, the August... what month are we right now?
July.
July. Yes. Okay, you know, I'm all over the place. July 23rd reported that Hawaii 5-0 had actually number 1, which was at 5.6 million people. Number 2 was American Ninja Warrior at 5.3, and then Glass House was at 2.3.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it dropped its second place, but it's still staying fairly consistent with that time o'clock, that 10 o'clock slot.
It dropped a whole million, though.
It did drop a million, but it's still, you know, it's staying in the ratings. I mean, it could be not in the top 3 at all, so I guess we'll take the top 3.
But wasn't American Ninja Warrior like, excuse me, like the finale or something? Like they just had like a championship or something like that.
It was a championship, so that's
yeah. So that
actually makes that probably, it seem like, you know, they're still doing well. Mm-hmm. Now we have to. The Olympics might throw a little curveball on this because the Olympics started this week.
That's
so
true.
You know, we do have to keep that in mind. But yes, the show lost a little bit of ratings, but it's still staying fairly decent overall.
And then you have one more thing, right?
I do. I have, I'll read this. On Friday, ABC's executive had a session at the Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour, and the ABC president of entertainment, Paul Lee, was asked about Glass House and all the controversy around it, especially with everything that's going on with Big Brother. And he, quote, said that it was totally worth it, all the drama that's going on with the show. He said that in reference to the controversy, they were right in the lawsuit. CBS was wrong. The lawsuit is over. The show is doing fine. And his sentiments about Glass House is that even though the ratings have been a little bit more disappointing than they expected to be, they are really happy with the episodes. So overall, he was happy with everything. And you know what? A little controversy always makes a show better. So I know there was a lot of hype about the Glass House versus Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Glass House is still doing okay.
All right.
I mean, if you look at the premise behind Glass House, it's somewhat original, more original, or quote unquote, than the Big Brother is. What they've done is they're kind of cheating this season. I don't know if you've paid attention or seen it.
I've seen it.
This season,
we don't talk about Big Brother on for the Glass House.
Right, but they brought on a bunch of old veteran cast members from past.
It's like an all-star.
It's like an all-star. So it's like they brought back old cast so they can guarantee viewership from past winners that have already wanted to come and lead new teams. So it's like if Glass House had already had like 3 or 4 seasons and the winners of the last 3 or 4 seasons came back and they all had their own teams. And now you're like, oh my gosh, such and such from such and such episodes is going to bring back all those viewers. So we're competing against a veteran show with veteran personalities.
Okay, let's due to time, let's go into prediction. So in the limbo, we have Andrea and Joy.
And now, you're after
and the lights.
TV
predictions.
So, who wants to go first? Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
Gotta meditate on this one. I mean, this one to me this week is the flip of a coin. I'm gonna have to go.
Oh, wow. That means hurry up, brother.
Hurry up. Okay. I'm gonna go with Andrea. I'm gonna say Andrea is gonna go home because it'll be spicier without her. It's spicier with Joy. I think Joy might have a wake up call. They was like, you know, they sent her into limbo saying, look, straighten up, get your act together and come back and act right. The show will be spicier with Joy than with Andrea. If Andrea comes back, it'll be cool. She's going to play the game, but not as fun to watch.
And the tides will also turn. Now the alliance would go in favor probably with Kevin's team, maybe? Alliance?
Possibly.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think Joy's going home. I think that I have to go against Thaddeus. Uh-huh. I have to say that the Mormon vote is some serious stuff. I think she's got a religious following. I think she's got the mid-America following. I think people like Joy, but I think that she's gotten to be a little bit too confrontational. And when you start to be too confrontational, as we've seen in history with Mike, mm-hmm. Alex, Holly, mm-hmm. they all have gotten a bullet. So I think she's going to fall right under that train.
Now, although Andrea said roll the tape twice, I don't think it will bite her in the butt. And I cannot believe that you and I, Dario, we actually agree.
This is the first time.
This is the very first time. Yeah. I believe Joy is going home. And I will make sure that I cast my vote.
Me too.
Oh, I'm hoping, Andrea.
And we're hoping that you guys will tune in again. It has been a great time here on AfterBuzz TV hosting the ABC reality show, The Glass House. So please, everyone, tell everyone your Twitter and Facebook and all the social media handles. Go ahead.
Hey, you can reach me at Dario Christen. That's DerrialChriston. Also the same name under Facebook.
Thaddeus Massey. You can reach me at Club Thaddeus.
That's club.
Like going to the club, up in the club. Thaddeus, THADDEUS.
And I'm Bam Erickson. That's BammerickSen. We want to thank you guys for watching. Don't forget, rate and comment. Rate and comment on
Please
iTunes.
Do.
Keep us in the top 10. Thank you guys. Have a great night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.